have communications first, and it's my understanding, Carla, that all five of the communications are related. And so why don't we go ahead and call them all together. And colleagues, we've received a packet of information pertinent to the communications this morning as well. Thank you.
577, request of Tabitha Ponciano to address council regarding supporting human rights in the Philippines. 578, request of Dante Haruna to address council regarding supporting human rights in the Philippines. 579, request of Melissa Munoz to address council regarding supporting human rights in the Philippines. 580, request of Nikki De Leon to address council regarding supporting human rights in the Philippines. And 581, request of Dr. Alma Trinidad to address council regarding supporting human rights in the Philippines.
Good morning. Welcome to Portland City Council.
Good morning.
3 minutes each. Name for the record, please.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tabitha Ponciano. I'm with the Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines, a member organization of the International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines. Last month, from May 1st to May 5th, Portland welcomed peace advocates from the Philippines who came to talk about the onslaught of human rights abuses the Filipino people have experienced under the Duterte regime, specifically the 20,000-plus killings since July 2016. For the Stop the Killings speaking tour, we were expecting three speakers for this portion of the nationwide tour, but instead, only two were able to make it. I'm here to talk today about Jerome Socor Aba, an indigenous Muslim rights activist from the Philippines, who was invited by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the General Board of Global Ministries of the United Methodist Church, to speak on the movement for peace in the Philippines at the Ecumenical Advocacy Days, one of the largest gatherings of faith-based groups in the U.S. For this, Jerome was given a 10-year multiple entry visa to the U.S. On April 18th, however, Jerome was instead detained, interrogated, and tortured mentally and physically by the Customs and Border Protections at San Francisco International Airport for over 28 hours, incommunicado with folks on the ground. After being deported by the U.S. CBP, Jerome recounted the harrowing account of his detention. He was repeatedly told that he didn't have rights, that he was not allowed to speak to his lawyer who was waiting right outside CBP's office. He was even given pork to eat, even though he explicitly said that it goes against his religion. He was stripped naked and left to stand in a cold room with an industrial fan, making the room even colder. He was coerced to sign blank documents. He was accused of being a communist, of being a terrorist. He was left in a room with a grenade and a gun on several occasions to taunt and scare him. CBP has released statements denying all of this abuse, but Jerome has stood steadfast in his testimony. Jerome said, since arriving back in the Philippines, he has been confronting the trauma, the sleeplessness, nightmares, and anxieties as he relives the forms of torture they have inflicted on his person. As Jerome came to speak about the human rights abuses in the Philippines, he became a victim of one on U.S. soil. The International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines, U.S., coordinated the nationwide Stop the Killings caravan tour. And the next speaker, Dante Haruna, will be talking more about the work that ITRIP is doing in solidarity with the Filipino people. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. And I forgot to mention about 6 inches to the microphone is about right. Thank you.
It's good. So, hello. My name is Dante Haruna. I'm a resident of Portland, and I speak today on behalf of ICHRP Pacific Northwest. It's the regional chapter of ICHRP US. I'm here in solidarity with the four other speakers representing local and national ICHRP US member organizations, including Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines, Anak Bayan Portland, and the National Association for Filipino Concerns. We are people of faith. We're immigrants, workers, professionals, students, teachers, and peace and justice loving people of the city of Portland. In the spirit of Portland's leadership as a sanctuary city, we are here to call on Portland City Council to pass a resolution in support of our three calls: justice for Jerome Aba, justice for migrants, refugees and international travelers, and justice for the Filipino people. ICHRP, the International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines, is a global network of organizations outside of the Philippines that's concerned about the human rights situation in the Philippines. And they're committed to a campaign for just and lasting peace. case. The Philippines is experiencing a human rights crisis. Under the current Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte and his own self-proclaimed war on drugs and war on terror, more than 20,000 people have been reportedly killed. Most of these people are poor, youth, indigenous people, farmers, and human rights activists. I trip U.S. is in solidarity with the Filipino people and their calls to end these wars on the people and to end U.S. funding of the armed forces of the Philippines and the Philippine National Police. The city of Portland is key to our human rights work. So on December 9th, 2017, across the river in Vancouver, Washington, Portland-based Filipino and ally organizations launched the U.S. chapter of ICHRP in response to the urgent call of the Filipino people. ICHRP U.S. was founded to bring attention to the fact that U.S. tax dollars are going towards funding these human rights violations. In light of the city of San Francisco's recent condemnation of the human rights violations and their own proclamation, we ask the city of Portland to do the same. And we would just like to offer our deepest gratitude to U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley, who at the launching of ICHRP U.S. In December offered his letter of support stating, "Promoting human rights and calls for peace have a place here in Oregon as well as abroad." And so we just want to thank Jeff Merkley for that. We'd also like to thank the Portland chapter of the National Lawyers Guild for their continued support of our efforts. NLG Portland recognizes that a resolution from the city of Portland will aid ICHRP in our efforts to raise awareness of these issues in the United States and abroad. The Portland chapter of NLG therefore urges Portland City Council to grant our request. We're also grateful for the City of Seattle's own council for their recent support of a similar proclamation, and we'd also like to extend our thanks to a recent letter of support offered by 23 Portland area faith-based leaders. I recently visited the Philippines on my own human rights mission, and I got to witness the gross violations, and I cannot more deeply express the urgency of taking up these calls. Justice for Jerome, justice for all migrants, refugees, and international travelers, and justice for the Philippines. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Hello. A little bit further away.
About further? They're sensitive microphones, and they can adjust the volume. It's about 6 inches right. Thanks.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Thank you. Sorry. Hello, my name is Melissa Munoz, and I am representing Onikbay in Portland, as well as the Stop the Killings in the Philippines caravan. So Claudia Patricia Gomez Gonzalez was an indigenous Mayan Guatemalan woman who was just 20 years old when she was shot in the head by Customs and Border Patrol by the U.S.-Mexico border. Claudia was migrating to the U.S. in pursuits of continuing her education and providing for her family back in Guatemala. My family is Guatemalan, as well, and my mom was the one who told me about Claudia when she heard about this tragic news. She told me how it reminded her of herself and when she crossed the U.S.-Mexico border and how dangerous it is and how you have to risk your life and how you risk your life doing so. I am lucky and grateful to say that my mom made it to the U.S. alive. Sadly, this is not the first time a U.S.-funded government agency has done something like this to our fellow migrants and residents here in America. The resolution we are asking you to move forward with today is one that acknowledges the rights, hard work, respect, and safety that all refugees, migrants, and international travelers deserve. While we understand the city doesn't have direct jurisdiction over customs and border protections, we know you have a powerful voice. We're asking today that you use your voice to speak on behalf of our calls, this resolution, and maintain Portland's sanctuary city status despite federal pressure for defunding sanctuary cities. We ask that you oppose abuses from customs and border protection on human rights at borders and at international airports. Justice for all migrants, refugees, and international travelers. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here. Good morning.
Good morning. 6 inches. my name is Nikki. Today I'm representing NAFCON. NAFCON stands for the National Alliance for Filipino Concerns. It's a national multi-issue alliance of Filipino organizations and individuals in the United States, serving to protect the rights and welfare of Filipinos by fighting for social, economic, and racial justice and equality. At present, NAFCON is present in 23 cities, and Portland is one of them. I think just for background, I was born and raised in the Philippines, and if you didn't know, the Philippines is considered a third world country, but the land is rich in resources that many Filipinos cannot even afford to use. if you ever end up in the Philippines, if you ever visit it, you'll see it will be very easy to observe that there is the influence of the United States in the Philippines. You could see it in the systems of government, in the media, and how it is delivered to the Filipino people. It's delivered in English. You could observe it in the education system where our lectures are primarily delivered in English. And we would have one lesson in Tagalog, which is our native language. So already what I want to bring up here is that there exists influence of the United States in the Philippines, and it affects the everyday lives of Filipinos. In the education system, what we can see is the conditioning of Filipinos to be migrants for export, where our labor power is delivered to countries all over the world, and the United States is one of them. And the connection that I want to make today is that these people are called OFWs. They're called Overseas Filipino Workers. And the connection here is that in Portland, these Overseas Filipino Workers exist here. My family is included there. Over 23,000 Filipinos reside in Portland. In the instance of Jerome Aba, who is my friend from the Philippines who was tortured, what I want to recognize here is that there is an unevenness in the application of customs and border patrol to migrants, even with papers and documents, where we are free and invited to be here to work for the United States, to be of labor power in the care homes and take care of people here. But if we were to be peace advocates and call out the influence of the United States in the Philippines and how it's affecting the land there, then we could potentially be tortured upon entering the United States. And this is not something, and we're very concerned about if 23,000 Filipinos go back and forth from Portland to the Philippines, even in the port where the seafarers are, we don't want that same torture to be applied to us.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here. Good morning.
Aloha kako, kumusta kayo amen, sabay di, good morning, esteemed commissioners. I greeted you in languages of my ancestors. Hawaiian, a place where I was born and raised. Ilocano, a Filipino dialect of my immigrant culture. And Lao, a language of my partner and my husband. I am from a family of immigrant and refugee roots, and I am no different than Jerome Aba, who was our peace advocate. I'm also pleased to be speaking in front of you. Some of you I've seen in multiple spaces, and you've shown strong support for our communities of color here in Portland, particularly our refugee, migrant, and immigrant populations. I am Dr. Alma Trinidad, a social work professor at Portland State University, and I sit on several boards of directors that support Asian Pacific Islanders. But here today, I'm here to speak as a member of large of the National Committee on the International Coalition of Human Rights, U.S. Chapter. You have heard from many of our speakers this morning, many of which are young adults and emerging professionals in the city who have very deep concerns around our human rights and justice for our communities, locally and globally. And I want to speak to you from a scholar and a professor who teach across different academic programs, as well as doing community-based research here in Portland. And I want to leave with you with three main messages that I hope that you will remember. And a lot of this comes from messages from my work around trauma, around educating the emerging helping profession. The first one, first message, as commissioners, you are our elected government representatives with major roles and responsibilities of power and influence, and hopefully peace-centric ethics. We humbly urge you to take a stand with us against violence and inhumane treatment of our people. Local government and its sanctuary policies and policies around immigration and custom and borders can make a difference in making things right and just for our communities. And we humbly seek your partnership. Message number two. A lack of support has dire implications on how our city impacts the livelihood of our communities and our people. Our communities of refugees, migrant, and immigrant population, we seek to live in a place where we feel welcomed, have a sense of belonging, and a community where there's love, support, and uniqueness. Our third message, violations to human rights is a violation to human lives, and we want to put a stop to tax dollars put to U.S.-supported militarization, economic gains, or any form of aids that justify human rights violation here in this city as well as globally. Money speaks volumes, and money that put into inhumane treatment of custom and border, money put into advisory groups, technical support, and equipments, including our intelligence and surveillance drones, explicitly means investing in violence. Simultaneously, when we, as fellow citizens of our global community, ignore the cries of the most vulnerable of our communities, we don't meet the needs of how trauma can be impacted. Trauma that's impacted by militarization, war, conflict, and forced displacement of the homeland. So hence, I guess I want to plead with you, and I want to end, that I hope we can lean towards you and gain your support and partnership in doing this type of work of human rights through education, through advocacy, and through conscious building. Resistance is our right. Resistance against violence is of all forms. Solidarity is our duty. Solidarity for peace. So thank you. Salamat. Mahalo.
Thank you. We appreciate all of you being here. I had a question. Have you had and first of all, let me just go on the record and say that President Duarte is not, in my opinion, a credible leader that should be supported by the United States. His ongoing violence towards his own people, his engagement as a formal policy through the use of extrajudicial killing, and there have been some estimates that he has now killed as many as 20,000 of his own citizens through extrajudicial killing, and that should obviously not be something that we would support. My question is this. Have you had a chance to work through or introduce this concept to our Human Rights Commission? We have a group of very engaged and active citizens in our community that help advise this council on issues such as these, and I'm wondering if you've had a chance yet to have those conversations.
Not yet, but we plan to engage with other groups and other forms of government here in the city and the state.
Good, and I would just encourage that by way of I want to respect them as the group of citizens that we have enlisted for this purpose, and I want to make sure that they're engaged. I would expect that they would have a very open mind to what it is you're discussing, and I think you're raising an entirely legitimate and an important issue, and I want to thank you for bringing it here to the Portland City Council. Commissioner Fritz.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know a lot of this information, so thank you very much. Particularly when I saw what you were, the title of your speeches, I assumed it was going to be all about the Philippines, and to hear that things are happening, such as happened to Jerome, is really concerning. As the mayor said, the Human Rights Commission are the group who kind of pass for us which things we should pay attention, you know, pay the most attention to. So if you could please make a presentation from them and get a recommendation from them, then it seems like a resolution similar to the one in San Francisco. I will say also that seeing Senator Merkley's letter was also very persuasive to me, so I'm glad that he's also supporting. Thank you.
We're also happy to help you make that connection. We can connect you to the right people. Commissioner Udaly, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for being here today. And I inquired yesterday about the Human Rights Commission as well, and I do think that's the next logical step. And I just wanted to acknowledge the supplemental materials you provided, which is the letter from Senator Merkley, a letter from ICHRP, which unfortunately I can't. Do you know the full name of that organization?
National Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines.
With numerous community leaders who have signed on, a letter from the National Lawyers Guild, and the resolution from the City of San Francisco, which is really helpful for us. So I'm certainly supportive of your request, and let's make sure action is taken soon. Thank you.
Can I add just one comment? First of all, superb presentation. You know, every summer I get a chance to go to a Philippine-American a picnic at Blue Lake. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hosted by a number of groups, including the Philippine-American Chamber of Commerce. So that's Jamie Lim, Asian Reporter, and others. And so as you are building your coalition, I think it's very powerful to include them as partners. They may already be partners of what you're trying to do, but I would encourage you to add them to your list. Thank you.
Very good. This was very informative and important. We appreciate your being here today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.